I know today the weather is certainly on the warm side, but of course we've had some blasts of cold already with obviously more to come. So I thought it'd be a good idea to remind you about what the laws are in New Jersey when it comes to leaving your dogs outside. Oh yeah, there are actual detailed laws about this. Most recent ones were from 2017. If you want to get technical, it amended Title 4, Chapter 19 of New Jersey statutes. Reading here, no dog, domestic companion animal, or service animal may be exposed to, quote-unquote, adverse environmental conditions for more than 30 minutes unless the animal has continuous access to shelter, which means an enclosed, insulated structure with a solid roof, walls, and floor with an opening no larger than to allow the animal to enter and exit comfortably, provide shade, and keep the animal at a normal body temperature. Mention the phrase adverse environmental conditions. That's defined as when the ambient temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or there are other conditions like wind, rain, snow, ice, sleet, you get the idea, such that a person should reasonably know would pose an adverse risk to the health or safety of the animal based on the animal's size, age, physical condition, or thickness of animal's hair or fur, or, it goes on, when the temperature is 90 degrees Fahrenheit or above, or the animal is exposed to direct sunlight or hot pavement, such that a person would, again, reasonably know, would pose an adverse risk to the health or safety of the animal. In the event of an evacuation order, it's now illegal not to make every effort to take pets to a safe location. They may not be left indoors unattended, or tied up outside. And just as an additional note, there is a New Jersey law when it comes to tethering a dog, which you cannot do between the hours 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. outside. When you tether a dog, it has to be able to allow the dog to move 15 feet in any one direction. There are exceptions if the person's outside with the dog can see the dog at all times. And, of course, you can't tether a dog outside in bad weather for more than 30 minutes, in tandem with that first law that I referenced. Any dog tethered for more than 30 minutes, where it is okay to do that, in the way that the law defines, must have access to clean, non-frozen water. There are indeed fines for violating any of these laws. First offense, anywhere between $100 and $200, but that can go up to $2,000, plus the cost to either care for or euthanize the dog if the worst case happens. Now, this is all well and good. How about the boys and girls in Trenton change another law regarding pets and their welfare? I mean, the laws I just described to you address the issue of extreme cold, extreme heat when a dog is outside. But if you're walking through a store parking lot on a hot summer day, see a dog locked in a car, did you know here in New Jersey it's illegal for you or even a cop to break into that vehicle to rescue that dog? You're going to end up facing charges ranging from vandalism to theft of property.